When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah. Half hour of power. Best show, post show. First time I've ever been on mic. Fred knocking the bulletin board down.
I think that's it. There goes 2015.
There it is.
The board is down.
Pulling a china shop.
Almost hits.
There's another chair.
Almost hits Neil Haggerty in the head.
Watch your head, people. Watch your head.
Guys, you're listening to this. If you're listening to this, it might be Christmas Day or any point after. The post show is me and the gang hanging out, taking rapid fire calls. On the mic, my co-pilot for the half hour power is always AP Mike, the one and only AP Mike. How are you tonight?
Merry Christmas, everyone.
You having a good time?
I am having a good time.
Good. Your little party?
I had,
Party, festive.
The cookies were great. They're still going strong.
Oh, yeah. Cookies were awesome.
Thanks to Terry T. Yeah.
Yes, thanks to Terry T.
She put out some uncooked cookies, and I thought they were done, and I fingered one. And she called me.
You suck so bad. Merry Christmas, but you just ruined my Christmas.
Boards are going to light up over that one.
Yeah. Thanks, dude. You're right, right?
Oh, right? Yeah, 100%.
So there's that mic, there's this mic, there's that mic. Where's the other mic? Is it?
There is a mic floating around.
Can we pass? Let's
go. Martine's got it.
Let's go around the room. Everybody say hi, and that way we know who's in the room, and we can hear on the speaker, right?
Yeah.
There we go. I'm going to tell people to call. Say your name and say hi.
Martine Sellis, hi.
Martine is the guy who does all... If Dudio is the dude who built the studio, Martine...
would be the Webbio.
You're Webbio.
Webbio, I like that.
Webbio, yeah. Oh.
There it is.
Yes.
Fogelness is going to hate that, but I love it.
Yeah. I love it. Fogelness is going to hate it.
Oh, he's going to hate it.
Yeah, I love that swear.
He still hates Dudio.
Yeah, don't get it. I don't get it, Dudio.
Yeah, it's a great name. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves Dudio.
Yeah. Well, let's not push it. Who's next to you, Martine?
We've got
Neil Haggerty.
Rockstar.
Ooh, yeah.
Strawberry soda.
Power forward.
Right?
We got, power forward.
Got Terry, you want to say?
Hi, I'm DJ Terry T.
Nice, very nice. Yeah. How are you? Okay.
I'm doing good.
Swinging the mic the other way. Who's over there?
How's it, Tom? My name is Fred. I'm from Honolulu.
Fred from Honolulu. Fred from... Where are you now? Where are you now, Fred?
I'm Fred Stye. Beth Stye.
Fred Stye. Well, as long as there's always a pun at work, that's all that matters. As long as there's always that fun wordplay that goes along with Fred Stye. Who's over there next?
Judy. From New York.
Judy.
What's up?
RosenNY.com. Is
Judy
that it?
RosenNY.com.
Okay.
I'm here.
Can
right,
I say what?
Yeah.
Judy Rosen has the hottest butt jeans. I was going to say ass.
Okay. Hey, yeah.
But like, I can't say that, but I was going to say just the hottest butt jeans. Sorry.
And now you're on Mike's radar. Congratulations. That was what it took.
That's why I'm here, Tom. And my ears just trying to get on Mike's radar.
Ears perked up.
You're
no,
awesome.
No, because like,
thank you. I've made it.
Mission
I've made it.
You did make it.
Judy
Mission
Rosen and NYC.
Judy Rosen like was one of the first innovators to like have the higher waist, the and the butt oriented.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And like, you're like, yeah, yeah. But like, but
yeah.
You put these jeans on, and it was like,
they lift and separate.
Ass-alicious.
Wow,
I'm,
man,
sorry.
Wow,
okay. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Mike is eating every second of this up.
I don't mean to be dirty, but I'm just you know me.
It's just plain.
We're just talking
plain
logistics.
Talking. Yeah, it's plain.
It's just logistics.
It's just logistics. Okay. Yeah.
Jimmy Carter.
Because when you think about fashion design, the first person you think of is AP Mike.
Yeah. We discuss these things in masses.
Yeah.
All the time.
Jeans?
Jeans,
hey,
yeah.
We gotta start somewhere.
Asses.
Okay, who else is over there? Who else is over there?
Hi, it's Jay Butt Jeans.
Jay Butt Jeans.
There you go.
Jay Penry. Swinging the mic.
Megan.
Megan.
Flug.
Flug.
Yeah, P. Flug.
Okay, P. Flug.
Yeah.
Swinging.
From Brooklyn.
From Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Okay. Robo, what was it again?
Robo
Trippin'. Okay.
Hannah Marcus, hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Known on Twitter as?
Boomer_humor.
Boomer
That's
Humor.
That's me.
That's you. Welcome. And then over in the corner, Pat Byrne.
Hey, guys.
Oh, no, we got Gabby and we got Pat Byrne.
No one else is out there, right?
Sorry. Who else is out there?
Yes. Left alone in the toilet.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Out there.
Sure. Hi, I'm Gabby.
How are you?
I'm well, Tom. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming.
Should I pass the mic?
No, you can hold it. And last but not least, Pat Byrne. Yeah. All right, half hour power, you're on. What's up?
I didn't say hello.
Even in Toronto.
And Dudio, of course. Of course, Dudio.
Hey.
Wow.
No. Of course.
A riff.
I feel terrible.
That's
for you. What? There you go. Now you feel a little less terrible.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my
Christmas present.
God, really?
Boy, yes. Yes. Great. There you go.
Show it.
Oh my God. Yeah. Tom just gave me a Jeff Lynne Mary Houlihan painting.
Yes.
And now I feel like
Lynne?
A jerk for acting like I was hurt.
Don't worry.
But that was acting.
Well, yeah. I was acting like a jerk by doing that in front of everybody also. So it's just a real jerkathon going on in here, which now is on Mike's. Mike hears that.
Mike's loving every
else,
second of this
something
show.
Something else they talk about at masses.
Like, yeah. How to be a jerk.
Or no, jerkathon.
Jerk.
What's up? Where are you calling from? Toronto?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, what's going on?
Just was listening a little bit earlier. I didn't get much of it, but I was at work and thinking about Christmas presents.
You're thinking about Christmas presents. What, you got to get one?
I got to get one for an uncle who I don't really, we don't hang out. We don't drive.
Okay.
So I don't know what to do.
Well, what about jeans? How do you think he would look in a pair of jeans that lifts and separates?
Yeah.
You think would that play to his strengths?
Judy Rosen jeans.
Yes.
Yeah, with that
a button-up shirt.
Yes, your Canadian uncle. All right. Anything else?
How's everybody? No, I guess not.
We're good. Bye. Half hour power, you're on. Wait, what? You're on. Half hour power, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
This is Toronto Sex Dwarf Alex.
Oh my God. Another call, back-to-back Toronto calls, but also, this guy, his name is Toronto's Sex Dwarf Alex. Neil, do you know about this guy by any chance?
Yes, yeah. I broke up listening to Soft Cells.
Yeah. Yeah. He had to break up with a lady. He arranged to have Sex Dwarf by Soft Cell playing when he broke up. What would be a better breakup song, Neil?
It's hard to say. Frankie Teardrop is good.
Frankie Teardrop would be a pretty good breakup song.
Just say keep saying.
I'm going to save that song for my divorce.
For your divorce.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That would be.
Let it finish.
You got to let the song finish.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? It's,
oh, so you'd be the whole
long,
time, you'd be like,
yeah.
Six more minutes to go.
Right.
Please. He didn't kill himself yet. He didn't kill his child yet. Just keep listening.
But for Canada, sex to us, fine.
Yeah. Do you know who's talking to you right now, Alex? It's Neil Haggerty, the rock star. Neil Haggerty.
I know.
Pussy galore. Royal Trucks. Nice. Howling Hex.
Haggerty,
Haggerty Toth. Yeah. I'm going up with each one.
Quality-wise.
Yeah. That record is so odd. What's that record called, the new thing you did?
Caligibra.
And it's on Three Lobed Records. Those are good dudes over there.
Yeah, Corey.
Yeah, Corey. Corey's a good guy. So what's up, Sex Dwarf, Toronto Sex Dwarf Alex?
Oh, not much. I was thinking about going to bed, and then Dudio put me on hold, and I was like, well, I got to stick around now.
So yeah.
Here I am.
What are you doing for the holidays? This room, you're in a room filled with people right now.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm in a room alone, but I understand.
No, we're in your room with you right
yes.
now.
Yes.
Oh, God. What am I doing for the holidays? Well, once I check out of this mental institution, I'm going to go visit my family. That they also live in Toronto.
Okay, so you're going to, like, take a train.
Yeah, I'm
minutes.
Taking the subway to another part yeah. of the city. That's
you go visit your family. That's kind of a weird bummer, right? Strangely, it's nice to be so close to your family, but that you made it sound weirdly sad that you're only 6 minutes away from them.
Well, 6 minutes is a stretch, but it's it's one of those things. People are kind of all like, oh, yeah, I'm going to see my family. I was like, yeah, I saw them like a week ago. It's no big deal.
How long is the train ride?
The train ride is like an hour, so it's not that close.
Yeah.
Toronto's that big?
Toronto's a big city.
Wow.
Who likes, scale of 1 to 10, we're going to rate Toronto now. or you have to say, don't know it, can't rate it. AP Mike.
Don't know it, can't rate it.
Terry T.
Toronto, 10.
10 out of 10. Neil Haggerty.
It's an 8.
An 8. Martine?
Not enough data. Don't know it.
Don't know it. Can't rate it.
Don't know it. Can't rate it.
Oh, this guy.
Yeah, that's
yeah, sorry, it's not. Sorry, it's not Honolulu. Gabby?
I dated a Canadian.
Yeah.
4.
4? Oh.
Was it Sex Dwarf? Ouch.
But it wasn't. Was it a Toronto win?
It was an Ontario.
Okay, close. Oh. Yeah. So, like, maybe Thunder Bay or. Okay.
Bye, Fred.
Bye. I'll see you guys later. Thanks
Bye.
Again.
Bye.
Fred.
I stopped at a Tim Hortons in Toronto. I give it a 5.
You stopped at a Tim Hortons in Toronto.
We got 5 because of Tim Hortons.
That's the extent of your Toronto experience is at Tim Hortons?
Yeah.
You know, it's like
I'm passing through.
There's like a Tim.
I got a crawler. Uh-huh. It was stale.
Okay. Well, that's fair. That is a black mark against Toronto. Still.
All of Toronto.
I spent Thanksgiving 2003 there, and I went to a speakeasy.
Their Thanksgiving or our Thanksgiving?
It was our Thanksgiving, but I was there. So
for them, it was a Thursday.
Yeah.
So they were just like, you're just like, I want stuffing.
Yeah.
And they're just like, it's Thursday. We ate that a month ago up there.
But the guy that I went to a speakeasy, and the guy that let us in was wearing overalls and eating mushrooms out of a Ziploc bag like they were Lucky Charms. Mm-hmm. So I give Toronto a 9.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe that I met you in 2003. That's incredible.
Wow. Okay, very funny. Megan?
I don't really know it, so I probably can't rate it.
Don't know it, can't rate it?
Yeah, okay. But I want to just say asterisk. There are a lot of serial killers from Canada, and I'm a true crime buff, so 8.
What do you think? Oh, so that's an attribute to you.
Yeah.
So what breeds? What makes Canada such a haven for a breeding ground for serial killers?
Isolation, maybe.
I think
in the lack of sunlight.
Yeah, so you mean maybe like a guy who's alone in a room right now calling.
Possibly.
A radio show at 1 a.m. Like somebody like that, for example, would be.
Something like that, a sex dwarf type.
Yeah. Like a guy who would. So you, as an expert of crime, true crime.
Yes.
Expert.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Alone in a room at 1 a.m. plus breaks up with women playing soft cell songs equals
serial killer.
Serial killer. That's what I thought.
Can I ask?
Eight. Yes.
Meg, what's your quote unquote favorite, like most notable Canadian serial killer?
Am I being asked this question?
Both of you are. True crime expert and.
The guy that killed his boyfriend on Face Main.
Wow.
And recorded it live.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, but my favorite is the guy. Is the.
Jay, that's not her favorite. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
That's your favorite.
She looked funny, so. Well, I like the guy on the Greyhound bus.
Okay. And what did he do?
Neil just goes.
Neil just goes, oh, yeah. Throat slitting motion.
He like decapitated some people on the Greyhound bus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes.
Not that I.
That was recent. That was
so. He's
recent.
Your favorite.
Yeah, that was really good.
So
he's out of jail, by the way.
Okay.
And by the way, he served like a year and a half.
What?
Yes, I'm telling you, Canadian law. It's crazy.
Canadian law. So it's like diplomatic immunity.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think
we have to put you in jail.
Sorry. The Mountie always gets his man and then lets it go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Toronto sex dwarf Alex.
Uh-huh.
Who's your favorite killer from the Great White North?
Well, I feel very hesitant to talk about this, but not because that makes it sound much creepier. I don't mean it like that.
Yeah, it makes it sound like
you do have the name sex dwarf.
Makes it. Yeah, it's like
his little secret.
I know.
It's coming
like,
out.
Look,
you have a lot to choose from.
It made you sound like, look, it's tacky to vote for yourself. But that's what that sounded like.
I would never vote for myself. But anyway, I didn't hear all the answers because of the miking situation. But
okay.
I will say that I don't know by any means if he's a favorite of anybody for anything, but I did grow up eerily close to where Paul Bernardo was from. You guys would probably know.
Paul Bernardo?
Yes.
There's people in the room.
Is that another name for Alex Lifeson?
Yeah, a few fans. Yeah. In the crew.
Few students just went,
Paul
Bernardo.
Fine killer.
Like it was like talking about like wine or something.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
That was a good Bernardo that year.
Paul Bernardo.
Yes.
Classic. I mean, I thought he was well known, but anyway, I figured you got. He's probably the most famous Canadian serial killer.
What did Paul Bernardo do?
Yeah.
I don't want to get. Do you really want me to talk about this on the show?
What did Paul Bernardo do?
I needed the details.
Stop mansplaining the serial killer.
You know what? I don't know. I'm gonna pass it to Jay Penner.
I'm going to plead sex dwarf on this one. I don't want to talk about
Paul Bernardo.
In present company.
Alex, sex dwarf Alex.
Yes, Tom.
Clean it up, but tell us what he did. Give me the elevator pitch on Paul Bernardo.
This makes me so sad to talk. Like, this is what I'm talking about at the holiday show.
Go ahead. Well, real quick.
They believe that at least he was responsible for a number of rapes that he was never caught for. And then at one point with his wife at the time or girlfriend, they killed his girlfriend's sister after like torturing her and then also killed another girl from the neighborhood.
Okay, great.
So they both went to jail. Carla Homolka was his girlfriend, wife, I don't remember, but, they made a movie about her starring Laura Prepon, which I think Laura Prepon doesn't want anyone to think about anymore.
Yeah, for a guy who was a little hesitant that you just rolled it off like you were.
Is this Paul Bernardo we're talking to right now?
Yes. So,
can I chime in on this?
By all means.
Because I don't know anything all about the crazy high amount of serial killers in Canada, but the only one I did know was this guy, and I didn't know his name, Paul Bernardo.
Yeah.
But it is one of the sickest. Okay, I don't want to.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
But
it's
I
Christmas.
Will just say this.
Yeah.
It's Christmas, it's AP Christmas. Mike. How can you bring something like this up on Christmas, AP Mike?
Here's the thing that why I never forgot it, it just always stuck with me, is the night before his wedding, they basically raped and killed his wife's sister.
Okay.
Taped it. Yes. Right? Yeah. And then they got married, and then like they showed a picture of the wet, like, you know, the classic wedding picture.
Oh, like the wedding
and thing. The wedding picture is like, you know, just staring at like conventional thing, but the woman, the wife, just looks like, you know, like the smile that's the grimace, that's not the smile, that's the frown.
Yeah.
Like it was like, no, that's your wedding day, and like she looks like she's in the depths of Dante's hell, whatever. Like, I just like, yeah, just
please tell me, this is going to be edited before Friday. I don't want
to. Nope.
Be
Merry Christmas, sex dwarf.
Bringing this into the best show. I'm going to be.
Say your line. Say it.
Say it.
Happy Christmas, everyone. This is Toronto Sex Dwarf Alex signing off.
Half hour power, you're on. How much more time do we have on this?
What's up, Tom?
What's up? Who's this?
How are you? It's Matt from Miami. How are you?
Matt from Miami?
That's right.
What's up, Matt? You're here in a room full of people. It's like the song Atlantis. You know the song Atlantis when they put the thing together to save the thing? That's what this room is. It's like one of everything is in this room. Right?
How is everybody?
How is everybody? Oh, Mike just goes,
peachy.
Yeah.
I'm peachy.
Okay. I like it's like, guys, like, how is everybody? Mike just, in one voice, is Mike going, yeah.
I'm kind of disappointed.
You have anything to ask AP Mike?
Yeah. I was watching Intervention the other day. I'm sure you guys are familiar with it.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand. This show has been on for 14 seasons, and people are still falling for it. I know they're on drugs, but. Come on.
What do you mean? What do you mean falling for it? I took a break, but I went back to the show, and it's still great, you know? I mean, it's a classic, you know?
Right, without a doubt. But
I mean, there's so many Americans now addicted to stuff. How can it lose?
What are some of your favorite addictions?
Well, the classic, the one that stands out above all others, is the Huffer,
who
I mean, you know, that was a one of a kind.
Yeah,
you know, when she was huffing that, what is that, the keyboard cleaner stuff,
compressed air,
yeah.
Keyboard cleaner stuff.
But my favorite all time character on Intervention. Well, she's not a character; she's a real person.
Yeah,
a grandmother. You know, her granddaughter was addicted to opioids. You know, which, you know, you were talking about last week, our friend Opioid.
Yeah. And, you ever see that commercial? You know that commercial where the animated commercial where that woman.
The little friend.
Pretty much made her peace that this pill that's taller than her will
walk with
will be walk. With her the rest of her life, yes. And will probably be her undoing. But now it's just a matter of fixing, like, the constipation associated with opioids.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah. Well, they treat the... I'm sorry, I'm just chiming in. Oops.
Go ahead, yeah.
They treat that opioid character as a cute little kid.
Yeah.
This is your little child.
It's a 7-foot pill walking around. Have you seen that commercial, Gabby?
I've not. I don't really watch much.
Jay Penry's seen that commercial. There's no way you haven't. I would literally bet everything.
You can go ahead and bet the farm on that one, Tom. I've definitely seen that opioid.
It's almost like I see that commercial. I'm just like, yeah, Jay knows what this is.
I can't believe that Intervention got mentioned in this room and you didn't do your what's his name, the gambler?
Kenny Rogers?
Oh, that's Mike's. No, not
no, no. No, he was on an episode
Gabe
of Intervention.
The gambler. Gabe Mike's the gambler. Favorite episode. That was.
He blamed his parents for his degenerate gambling problem.
So your favorite, though, you're saying?
Yeah, it was a granddaughter situation, and the grandmother was living in the house, and at one point she just turns to the camera and goes, "I can't take any more of this rigmarole." It was just like, oh man, it killed me.
So you don't know what the thing is. You think people are just getting trapped on the show, caller.
They trick people into thinking they're making a documentary about addiction. They don't know they're about to face an intervention. Uh-huh. But uh-huh. Anybody who's seen the show, you know what happened. So I don't know. I would think people would catch on by now. They are on drugs. So
no, people on drugs are in their own little world.
Very true.
They're not clued in on a lot of stuff. They're falling asleep at the bar. I got to wake them up. People are throwing quarters at them, and I got to cut that out. You know, don't throw the quarters. The guy nodding now.
Wait, are you actually saying that this is what happens?
Yeah.
You say stop
at
throwing
masses?
Quarters.
Yeah. Stop.
Someone's nodding out, and someone's throwing.
I had a couple. There was a couple. They were both on heroin. You know, that was clear.
Wow.
And then you're just saying,
how was it clear?
They're falling asleep at the bar when their head's almost hitting the bar.
What if they're narcoleptic?
No.
Yeah, what if they're sleep deprived?
They have drugs.
They're disappearing in the bathroom together. We only have one bathroom in Masses. You know, it's not hard to figure out.
Yeah. So people were picking on them and throwing stuff at them.
Yeah.
And you told them to stop.
Yeah.
That's very nice of you.
That's great.
Speaking of addiction, I had a pet peeve.
Yeah, my here we go.
Has anybody seen the Amy Winehouse documentary?
No.
No.
You have to see
it. Now, was she murdered?
No, she wasn't murdered.
By
she
the
was
Illuminati?
She was an addict. No, she was an addict.
No spoilers, Terry.
And she was surrounded by horrible people, one after the other.
Yeah,
you watch this thing, and it's like a creep pileup, I called it, because it's like one after the other. All these people entered her life. Some of them tried to help her, but they were on the gravy train, too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And her father was a creep. Her boyfriend was a
family.
Creep.
Yep.
And then the last creep, the big, you know, I'll never look at this guy again. Not that I was a fan of his.
Yeah.
But at the Grammy nominations, I don't know if you remember, George Lopez is reading the Grammy nominations. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Amy Winehouse was nominated. And he says some crack like, is she drunk now? You know, it's like, you're a creep. Yeah. You know, it's like.
I hate George Lopez.
Yeah.
All you need to know about George Lopez is that if you read, there's that Manson book from 2 years ago, and I am not making this up. I swear to you I'm not making this up.
This is one of my all-time favorite things ever.
I don't know this.
Charles, I know what you're going to say.
Charles Manson, like present-day Charles Manson, George Lopez is his favorite comedian. It is like, and it says it in the book.
Well, all right.
Like he
that
actually,
explains a lot,
like
yeah.
Manson actually said,
wow.
like,
yeah.
on the record,
unprompted,
yeah, in between talking about the race war and the that won't and Star
Helter
who
Skelter.
He was going to marry Helter between Helter Skelter.
He's an environmental activist.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Didn't he marry some very very young girl?
She was going.
It didn't go through.
It didn't go. She. No.
She was going.
He spotted. He spotted that she was like a gold digger, right? Is that
no,
what
no.
She was going to like sell his head or something?
No, she was going to have him stuffed. She was going to have him stuffed.
Yes,
and
that's
she was
what it was.
Take him on the road.
Yeah. I like that you went.
Oh, my, no, that's so terrible to do to Manson. That's crazy.
Can you
she
would
have cleaned up.
Manson, a stuffed Charles Manson.
I could see it.
It would have cleaned up.
I would have loved. Caller.
Yeah.
Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Okay, final thing we're going to say.
Yeah, so.
Okay. We're going to pass the mic around the room one more time, and you can say one of three things. One, you can give a holiday wish. Two, what's that? What? That's why I keep one ear off the headphones, so I monitor the room. Got to hear what's what. Chit-chat in the corner. One, you give a holiday wish. Two, you can say what pose the stuffed Charles Manson should have been in. Or three, your favorite AP Mike moment on the best show, starting with Dudio.
Well, I'm just going to say a holiday wish to Tom and Mike and Pat and Martine. Just for this past year has been absolutely amazing.
Aww.
And I'm looking forward to all of the incredible things we have planned for 2016.
Yes, and we do have some exciting things planned.
We can't tell you anything about it, but they're huge.
Yes.
So it's been an amazing ride so far, and I'm really enjoying every second of it.
Thank you, Jason.
So happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
And everyone else in the room, too. So.
Thank you for everything you've done. Yeah.
So it was either Manson position or...
Or AP Mike highlight.
AP Mike highlight. I want to think a little bit more on this. Can I go closer to the end?
Yes, pass it back. Okay. Yes. Let's slide it down the line. Oh, how about that? Yes.
All three, Downward Dog.
Downward Dog. So that's pretty awesome. You hit the trifecta.
I'm going to go with Manson when he's in the beginning of the book when they're talking about when he's dancing at the troubadour.
Yes. What a great scene.
So they put a spotlight on him.
Yeah. And because they're like let's expose this this loser as a showbiz, like it's just like this hanger on and then a fraud, and then suddenly he does like his most Manson-y kind of like magnetic thing, and suddenly everybody's like staring at him.
Who's that guy hanging out with Terry Milcher?
You did it again, Manson. Like Manson,
God,
like, damn it, Manson, you did it again. He charmed everybody in the room because it was almost like a it's almost like a Carrie kind of situation where it's like we're gonna humiliate this guy.
And he turned the table.
He turned it on him.
Yeah, he could like in the courtroom testimony, like he could like stop watches and like stare and like.
Yeah.
Do this weird telekinesis stuff. Like.
Yes.
Yuri Geller-like.
Yes. Next, Judy.
Spoon bending.
Spoon
bending.
Okay.
Like Nazi murdery.
So what would you pick of the three?
This is a tough one. I really liked when A.P. Mike's book, was it his book that came out that was narrated by that?
Charlie Morgan.
Yeah, I thought that
son
was
of Harry
fantastic.
Morgan.
Wow.
Yes.
That was really good.
Thank you.
Charlie Morgan, is he dead? Is he alive?
No, Charlie's still with us.
Okay.
Yes.
Happy holidays, Charlie Morgan.
That's nice.
Aww.
Yes.
That's great. I wish you could call in.
Okay.
Manson.
I would, I'd like to talk about my wishes.
Sure.
I would like to pretend my wishes for world peace, but mostly it's that images of a stuffed contorted Manson leave my mind before I go to bed tonight.
Sure. Okay.
That's really all I have right now at 1:30.
Yes. Martine.
I'm going to say that because I've been working on something new for the show, Tom's voice has occupied the household.
Oh,
pretty, hasn't it? Gabby can attest.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
And so, you know, I get a lot of moments that happen to be very personal, including a couple nights ago, let's say 10 days ago, I had a dream that Tom was doing the show from jail. He called the show from jail, and he asked AP Mike what the quickest way to gamble 50K would be.
I had a dream. I was in jail.
You were doing the show from jail.
Yeah.
Wow. Mike was here, and you were trying to determine the fastest way to gamble yourself to 50K for bail. And yeah, well, I don't know what Tom did.
Who knows what I did.
But I know he was in jail.
50K.
Yeah. So that's a personal best show moment.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that. That dream of yours was your highlight of the year.
Yeah, well, it is the highlight of something.
Thank you for everything you've done, Mark.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Neil Haggerty.
My favorite AP Mike moment is this year has been just when you can't really hear each other very well and the door kind of closes and you're like, which one's good? And he sends you the wrong dude. Or it sends you a dude or whatever. Yeah, just that.
I'm glad. I'm glad that's. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the way it's set up. It's just kind of
awesome.
Brings that to life.
Tom's idea of good or my idea of good?
Yeah, that's. Terry.
Yeah. As long as I can remember, the Stevie Wonder song, does everyone know? Someday at Christmas, there'll be peace on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was DJing, and every year I'm like, oh, like, we're not, I want to play this, we're not going to be in a war, and we're always in a war, or a de facto war, and a fake war, and peace on earth is what I wish for, but we're never in one. Someday at Christmas.
That's nice. Well, yes.
That's my wish.
Okay.
That's peace on earth. Isn't
sure.
It?
That's awesome. Someday it'll be. Mike?
As you know, Tom, it was a very difficult year for me. Mm-hmm. But the best show gets me through it. I've been going through some hard times, but I've got this in the middle of the week, and it's a beautiful thing. So I'd like to wish everybody who's been a part of the show and fans of the show have been very supportive of me. People who bought my downloads on Bandcamp.com.
APMike.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, yeah. Still out there. My headshots at the Philly show, the Philly crowds, the Brooklyn crowds, the people who chanted my name, the late night shows at the Brooklyn show, you know, mm-hmm. chants and standing O.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, the Philly people were standing already, yeah, so yeah. it didn't really count.
But they were screaming.
I still have yeah. chills from Philly.
Yeah. I mean, they were screaming.
Yeah. It was like the yeah. show.
Now, it's helped me through a difficult time, and I appreciate everybody's support, and also doing a jumping jack.
So Manson
for Charlie Manson jump. Doing yeah, a jumping jack.
That's a good position.
That's a pretty good one.
But wait.
Oh, I want to give him a position.
He'd have a stuffed no. Charles Manson doing a jumping jack.
Crane kick.
You know, he never did one in his life. So, you know, he dies and... Yeah, yeah, he's going to start cranking him out.
Wow. Like, you're saving it for the afterlife.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you, Tom?
Well, I would say my favorite AP Mike moment is just every week, getting to spend every week with Mike here. Because Mike is truly one of the funniest and smartest and most interesting guys I know. And... I'm glad that you're starting to show stuff you can do through songs and stuff like that, because you're a very talented guy also. And I hope my wish would be that next year we get to see more of that from you.
Thank you, Tom. Aww.
I hope next year we get a whole AP Mike album.
That'd be
and
awesome.
Writing. You do.
And I'm working on a thing, Mike.
Yeah.
Would you consider, I'm going to hold you, I'm going to do it publicly now because okay. I'm going to browbeat you into this. If we did a series, what if we did a once in a while AP Mike interview specials as one of things? Because I am lining up. I'm not joking. Mm-hmm. I've Paul Sims is trying to set it up, and he's this close to making it happen. Where you could do an interview with the guy, your favorite actor from The Sopranos of all time. You know who it is,
Paulie?
No, final episode.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Truck rolls back.
What?
Head goes over, guy yells out, oh, bleep.
I thought he died.
We are this close. That guy's alive.
He's still alive. Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've been working on it.
Okay.
You can interview the guy who yelled out when Frank Vincent's head gets squished. It's something Paul Sims had been working on for you.
Oh, wow.
So.
That would be great.
Yeah.
I've got something to live for.
You have something to live for. Well, thank you, everybody, for coming down and being a part of the show. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
And we will be back doing the half-hour power in 2 weeks. Best show back next week. Couple exciting guests in the pipeline. And we will talk to you later. Good night. Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.